In a move aimed at stimulating the local economy, the government has declared Friday, December 19th as this country's first VAT-free day. On this day, consumers will be able to shop without the burden of value-added tax or VAT on qualifying goods and services. Comptroller of the Inland Revenue Department, Kelvin Pompey, says this initiative will allow residents to save money while supporting local businesses.
The VAT-free day is intended to bring temporary financial relief to households, because what effectively is going to happen is that a consumer is going to be able to get more out of their dollar given that there is no VAT. Once that VAT is removed, the price of the product would be cheaper, and as a consequence, the consumer would then be able to purchase more products. So yes, definitely, we would see this VAT-free day bringing temporary relief to households. And as far as the businesses are concerned, it means also that they would see increased sales. And so therefore, we can see both the business and the consumer benefiting. And of course, this injection of monies back into the economy is going to stimulate short-term economic activity, which is going to cause, you know, further increase in sales and consumption.
Pompey says on that day, businesses will not charge VAT on a wide range of products, including clothing, electronics, home goods, and general merchandise.
Tangible goods would be VAT-free, that there will be no application of VAT. And we're speaking of electronics, appliances, groceries and beverages, clothing and footwear, all furniture, building materials, automotive parts, cosmetics and toiletries, general merchandising. So you go to any supermarket or retail store, merchandising store, hardware, most if not all of their products would be VAT-free. The only exception to the VAT-free day for products would be motor vehicles, tobacco and firearms and ammunition. So motor vehicles, firearms and ammunition, as well as tobacco and tobacco-related products are not included as VAT-free items, as well as all services. So on that day, no services would be VAT-free.
To Mr. Pompey, local business owners are enthusiastic about VAT-free day on December 19th.
Yes, we have been getting both from the business sector and consumers. We have been getting, you know, a lot of calls and a lot of activity in terms of the information that we are pushing out. And the persons are indeed looking forward to our first VAT-free day. And from all indications, it is going to be quite a success.
I'm Calvin Harry with today's special report.